You know that feeling, right? You open your refrigerator and find a container of leftovers that's seen better days, or a bag of spinach that's gone from green to crisp to, well, slimy? Well, it happens to all of us. This is Jennifer Brown, Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension in both Person and Granville counties. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, it's happening a lot. Over one-third of the food available in the United States goes to waste every single year. But what if we could change that? What if we could keep more food in our kitchens and more money in our wallets? One of the simplest ways to start is by planning ahead. A little bit of meal planning can make a big difference. It saves you those last-minute trips to the grocery store, helps you avoid buying things you already have, and cuts down on food waste. You can plan for what you'll cook, what you'll eat, and what you'll do with the leftovers. Speaking of saving money on food, did you know that low-resource families might be eligible for the SNAP program? SNAP stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It is designed to assist families with nutritious foods. You may know it by its former name of food stamps. To learn more about the SNAP program and see if you are eligible, we have some staff members at the More in My Basket team at our North Carolina State University office. You can contact them by calling them toll-free at 1-855-240-1451. You can also look them up at morefood.org. Now, whether you're using SNAP benefits already or you're just trying to be smarter with your groceries, here are some tips to help you cut down on food waste and save money. First, prepare your fruits. When you get home from the store, take a few minutes to wash and cut up large fruits like pineapples or melons. Put them in airtight containers in the refrigerator. This way, they're ready to eat or add to a recipe, and you're more likely to eat them before they go bad because you've already done the work. Next, think about your freezer meals. If you're cooking a big batch of something like a casserole, a stew, or a pot of chili, don't be afraid to freeze half of it. It's a great way to have a meal ready for a busy night and prevent your family from getting tired of eating the same thing. Just remember to label your containers with the date so you know exactly when you cooked it. Another great strategy is making multiple meals from one item. Take a rotisserie chicken, for example. On day one, serve it as a main course with some vegetables. On day two, use the leftover chicken and veggies to make a delicious chicken noodle soup. And on day three, the remaining chicken can be used for a quick and easy sandwich. It's a creative way to get the most out of a single purchase. Here's a few more quick tips from the USDA. One, plan your grocery trips. Before you head to the store, write down exactly what you need. Check your pantry and your refrigerator first to avoid buying duplicates. A list is your best friend at the grocery store. Two, control your portions. Start with a smaller serving on your plate. You can always go back for more if you're still hungry. It's a simple way to prevent food from being scraped into the trash. Three, recycle your food scraps. Instead of tossing food scraps into the garbage, think about composting. It turns food waste into a rich soil mixture that can help plants grow. If you can't compost at home, check to see if there's a local compost center in your community. And finally, use your perishables first. This is the key. When you put away groceries, use the first in, first out method. Place older items with earlier expiration dates in front of your refrigerator and pantry, and the newer items in the back. The saying goes, out of sight, out of mind, and that's especially true for food. Following these simple steps can make a real difference in how much food you waste, and it can help you stretch those grocery dollars further. For additional information and resources, you can contact your local Extension office at 336-599-1195. Until next time, take care.